Power Rock 93.9 KTG Fastball the Way. And by the way, it's not the Fastball Band, although it could be. David Lee Roth, Golden Earring into the 12 o'clock hour of Rock and Roll. We have special guest in the studio today. It's all the folks, well, not all the folks, but some of the folks from Summer Arts Academies at the Glenn Memorial Center for the Arts. Chris Tolliver, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you.
Man, it's great to see you. I haven't seen
great
you in
see
a while.
You too.
And I believe the last time I saw you was probably here last year.
It was.
And
with Katie, yes.
Katie came. And, but you brought a whole crew here today.
I did.
I am I'm impressed.
These are our gossip ladies.
Oh, really?
They are spreading the town gossip, and they are perfectly cast, let me tell you.
Give a little background. You guys do the Summer Arts Academy. You've been doing this for a long time.
Yes.
And what you do is you take grades 6 through 12, and then you bring them into this, and you a couple of weeks, and you work with them with costuming and makeup, sets, props, choreography, vocal practice, things
yes.
of this nature. And then you do a performance.
That is correct.
And this year it is the Music Man Junior.
That is correct. And that takes a big music, the Music Man, the big production, and kind of scales it down so we can do this in 2 weeks' time.
Tomorrow night is the final performance.
Tomorrow night will be the final performance for this group.
Okay.
They've worked hard for 9 days. We lost Memorial Day, so they've been going since Tuesday of last week.
Okay, you have 9 days of rehearsal, and that's it?
Yeah.
And then you're going to do this yeah. tomorrow?
They are amazing. I'm telling you.
They are amazing. Yeah. This is incredible. I want to go ahead and do this, the song. We've been trying to work with this here. I hope we can get this right here, okay? What's the song, Chris?
Pick a little, talk a little.
Pick a little, talk a little. All right, let's see if we can work this out here. Are you ready?
That woman made brazen overtures with a gilt-edged guarantee. She had a golden glint in her eye and a silver voice with a counterfeit ring. Just melt her down and you'll reveal a lump of lead as cold as steel. Here, where a woman's heart should be. Pick a little more Chaucer.
Pick a little
Rabelais. Pick a little more Balzac.
Pick a little more. Pick a little. Pick a little. Pick a little more. Pick a little. 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 Pick a little.
Oh my God, that was awesome. Now I've got to tell everybody what just happened. that was great. What happened was they can't hear the music. They can't hear the music because when I turn the music on in the studio, it comes through the speakers. But if I turn the microphone on, then the music goes away. So Chris Tolliver was directing these young ladies and singing. They sang and couldn't hear the music.
That's correct.
That was amazing. Goodness gracious. Let's find out who all we've got here. Introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Katie Wade.
I'm Brooke Phillips.
I'm Olivia Lear.
I'm Sheridan White.
I'm Maddie McKay.
And I am Chris Tolliver.
Excellent. We got to go to break. Will you stick around? We'll talk a little bit more
sure.
about what's going on tomorrow night and next week in the Summer Arts Academies. All right. Thank you so much. Power Rock 93.9, KTG, Judas Priest, the Green Manalishi. Chris probably remembers that band.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress on the Out to Lunch program. Pat Ballard in with you today on the second hour of Out to Lunch. We are here with the folks from the Summer Arts Academy at the Glenn Memorial Center for the Arts. Chris Tolliver is in. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And our students in grades 6 through 12, you guys have been, you've been practicing for this thing. 9 days you've been doing it? You only get 9 days of rehearsal. That's the thing. And then you got to kill it on the stage tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you what you did earlier was amazing. And that was a first for me. I've been in this chair for 10 years, and we've never had anybody come in and sing, especially sing without the music. It's pretty amazing. Does anybody want to tell us about your experience with the Summer Arts Academies, how long you've been doing it? Katie,
yeah.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been at this for 10 years, and
you're not even 10.
I'm 18, thank you.
Okay.
But, But no, in all seriousness, no, like
10 years, that's great.
Yeah. But I've been doing it with Chris for six years. And I mean, every year there's something that you can take away that is a new experience and like helps you grow as an actor. And this is my final year, and I mean, it's just been a good year to kind of bring it all around. Like, this is a good ending year, so.
Fantastic. Anybody here for the first time? Or all of you old hats at this? Oh, ever yeah. been doing this? Okay, will anyone help out next week with the younger folks? Or any of this group? Do you guys do that? So. No. Mm-hmm. Next week, it's grades K through 2.
No, K through 2 in the morning.
Right, in the morning, and then the afternoon, 3 through 5. And then that goes all next week, and then the performance will be next week on the 16th.
That's correct.
So if you didn't win tickets to see U2, you can just go to the Glenn Mamar Center for the Arts and check it out. Next week, it's the Lion King Kids.
Lion King Jr.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that you guys came in today, and I hope that folks will get out there and see the performance tomorrow night.
Our director for the Arts Academy has been with us for, this is her 6th year.
Wow.
She is from Atlanta, originally from Evansville, just a great lady, Sarah Zigri, just got married last year.
I wasn't even going to go there because I couldn't pronounce that.
Right. Kelly Rager's doing our choreography and Brenna Wood is doing backstage stuff. And, you know, like you said, while I go, the kids get to learn stage stuff, drama stuff, music stuff. They get a tour of the facility, makeup tips, costuming tips.
Well, you know, we have a large sports population here that do a lot of different sports. Also, we have a really large thespian community, yes. Musicians, artists, and actors and actresses. We really do.
And we are very fortunate to have Brad and the Fine Arts Center. The staff out there is wonderful to do this for us.
Brad and Tanya and all the folks. Great. You know, Tanya sent me the emails. He said, "Oh, you want to have the guys on the thing? Are you kidding me? Come on. Yeah. So, yeah, the Glima Center is fantastic. Do we need tickets ahead of time?
Nope.
Just show up tomorrow night. Show starts at 7
o'clock.
Glima Mar Center
It'll
for the
great.
Arts.
It will be great.
It's free.
It is. And awesome.
Yeah. It is just an awesome show.
It shouldn't be free, but it is.
After this performance today with no music, you guys are going to kill it tomorrow night.
It will.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.